I drank a fairly average amount during high school and my first 2 years of college. I didn't like to party, but I did love getting drunk with friends. I'm a husky guy, I can handle a lot of liquor at once, but I never exhibited any problem behavior. That all changed very quickly. The summer of 2017, right before I moved back to Arkansas for my third year of college, my parents got divorced. In the fall, my dad got a debilitating brain infection and I dropped out of school to move home and be closer to my family. I moved in with my girlfriend of 4 years, who then broke up with me and kicked me out a month later. So there I was, a broken-hearted 20-year-old guy with a newly shattered family, back in my shitty hometown. So I started drinking, hard. I had a fake ID that I rarely used back in college. I was too scared to try it at bars or liquor stores, but in my hometown they sold hard liquor at grocery stores, so I started buying bottles of cheap whiskey that I chug every night to numb the pain. In the spring, my dad was doing better, so I went back to school and moved back in with my friends. I turned 21 soon after that, and all bets were off. I drank like a cartoon character for the next 2 whole years, almost comical amounts of alcohol. My friends and I were embracing the college burnout lifestyle, especially in the summer, when it wasn't uncommon for each of us to put away a bottle of whiskey and a six-pack every day. Eventually, my friends started to grow up and clean up their act, but I didn't. I knew I wasn't gonna finish school, my family had no money left. I got a job as a kitchen manager at a pizza place slash craft brewery, so free pizza and beer every night caused me to really start packing on the pounds. In late 2019, my dad had a really bad stroke due to lasting complications from his brain infection. I decided to move back home once again, this time taking my new girlfriend with me. We ended up living with my mom and her new boyfriend. Soon afterwards, COVID hit. This is when my drinking got really bad, because I had to hide it. I went from being a free adult drinking whenever I wanted to being back under my mommy's roof. Her and my girlfriend could both tell I had a problem, so they began watching me more closely, which resulted in more private trips to the gas station to buy Gatorade, which really meant 4 or 5 airplane shots and a Gatorade to cover up my breath. This continued until I started to notice negative physical effects. I started getting sick to my stomach all the time, and throwing up became an almost daily occurrence. In August 2020, I was helping my mom do a landscaping gig at a bar, and I got caught on camera stealing liquor from behind the bar when I would go inside for breaks. After this, I went to rehab for the first time. I was there for 3 weeks, 1 in detox and 2 in the chemical dependency unit. They put me on all kinds of mood stabilizers, which I didn't need, and stopped taking once I got out, but they did put me on Seroquel, which was a saving grace at the time, but later turned out to be a huge mistake. I had always had sleeping problems, which was part of the reason I drank so heavily at night. What I didn't know was that Seroquel is dangerously addictive. Anyway, I stayed clean for about 2 months before my girlfriend broke up with me, and I relapsed immediately. It was bad for a few weeks, but eventually I got to a point where I was drinking like a regular human being again. Definitely still excessive, but it wasn't all day every day. I could go out somewhere, have 4 drinks, and be satisfied. It was definitely progress. In the next few months, I got over my last ex very quickly and started dating an old friend that I'm miraculously still with today. A few months into our relationship, she announces that she accepted a job in Austin, Texas, and that she'd be moving there in May. I agreed to move with her, but decided to wait until August so I could stay at my job and save money. Big mistake. The moment she left, the stress drinking came back in full force and completely took over my life. It was back to all day, every day. I was a pizza delivery driver at this point, and I was essentially getting paid to drink and drive. I got into 3 separate accidents on the job, only one of them involved another car, but it totaled mine. It still blows my mind that I didn't hurt anyone or myself. My car was always overflowing with empty shooter bottles and tall boys. During this time, my anxiety got so bad that I convinced my psychiatrist to prescribe me Klonopin. I was never into taking benzos to get high, I just felt like at this point I needed the real deal to help calm my constant nerves. This ultimately made things worse, as I was now on 2 extremely addictive medications that, coupled with my alcoholism, made for some seriously dark withdrawal episodes. By the end of the summer, I had been hospitalized 2 times for dehydration, vitamin deficiencies, and low kidney and liver function. The second time, they did an endoscopy and found several ulcers in my esophagus and a yeast infection at the entrance to my stomach. They had me detox for a few days, gave me a bunch of meds for the ulcers and infection, and told me I had to quit drinking. Obviously, I never took the meds and went out drinking the night they discharged me. When I moved to Austin, I knew I had to get things under control, and I did for a couple months. Then my dad had yet another stroke. I couldn't move back home again. I had practically just gotten here. So there I was, living in a brand new city and knowing that my dad was back in the hospital 14 hours away. I gave up. I started drinking in a more savage, pathetic manner than I ever had. My girlfriend thought I had quit drinking after the second hospitalization, so I had to hide everything from her. Eventually, she knew what was going on, but we never spoke about it. I got sicker and sicker, rapidly. The main problem was my stomach. I was always so nauseous that I could never stomach most foods. I could also no longer stomach most hard liquor, so I was reduced to constantly chugging the strongest and cheapest malt liquor I could find, flavored Steel Reserve or Four Loko, supplemented with Fireball and hard seltzers. By December 2021, I had the same daily routine. I would wake up at 5 a.m., shake and sweat profusely until 7 a.m., when places started selling alcohol, when I would go to the gas station. I would get three tall boys and sit in the parking lot, alternating between drinking them and throwing them back up for about an hour. I would then go home, try and then fail to go back to sleep, then repeat this process one more time. When it was time to go to work, I would buy a 10-pack of Fireball shots and a 6-pack of White Claws to hide in my backpack and drink in the bathroom throughout the night. I would usually have to excuse myself to throw up 10 times per shift as well, meaning I was damn near useless on the job. I would get a few more tall boys on the way home, which I would drink and then throw back up. Then I would lay in bed in agony until I finally fell asleep for an hour or two, then started all over again. I had completely given up on water, and I had mostly given up on food. At one point, I didn't even attempt to eat for 4 days. I couldn't even get drunk anymore because I could barely digest the alcohol, so I was in a state of constant withdrawal. My anxiety and sleeping meds stopped working entirely, but my symptoms would get a million times worse when I ran out of them. My heart rate was always at around 120, and I was just waiting for that heart attack to come. Because I wasn't getting any food or water, just malt liquor and Fireball, the only nutrient my body was getting was sugar, so my shit and piss smelled like rotting fruit. I was completely malnourished, but I had swelled up to 265 pounds and was practically unrecognizable to people who had known me just 2 years prior. Every night I got stuck in hypnagogia, the state between awake and asleep, and it turned my nights into a hellish whirlwind of altered reality and stressful half-dreams. At one point, I had a vivid sleep paralysis episode where I could hear my girlfriend having sex with another guy in our living room, but I couldn't move or scream to do anything about it. At that point, I wouldn't have been surprised or even mad if she was cheating, because I turned into a complete shell of my former self and a nightmare to live with. I finally realized that there was a 0% chance of me being able to pull myself out of this, so I checked into rehab for the second time. I have now been clean from alcohol and benzos for a year and a half, and I now take trazodone for my sleep problems instead of Seroquel. My life is a million times better, my relationship is a million times happier, but I'm still stricken with anxiety about the damage I've done to my body. It took me a long time to realize that I had a severe eating disorder on top of my addiction, and all that puking has left me with near-permanent heartburn, not just acid reflux, the kind that makes you go to the ER because you think you're finally having that heart attack before they explain to you that your esophagus is just in really bad shape. I also now have extreme anxiety towards driving, and can't really drive for more than 45 minutes without starting to dissociate, then panic. I am so thankful for my health and the fact that I somehow didn't completely destroy my liver, but knowing the amount of damage I've done to my body has left me with a permanently paranoid outlook on life. Wow, what a story. Can we please spread some positivity in the comments to make sure this guy never drinks or does benzos again? It might really help him out. Even being clean after a year and a half, you never know what will happen in your life to make you start drinking again. I've seen it happen to too many people, trust me. Anyways, if you enjoyed this video, please give it a like if you haven't already, and subscribe if you're new. I just hit 90,000 subscribers yesterday, and I am just so shocked by that. I never thought I would reach that level. So I just want to thank you all for showing up to my videos every time I upload. It truly means the world to me. Anyways, if you're struggling with addiction or whatever may be the problem right now, don't be afraid to DM me on Instagram, as it is pretty open most of the time. Sometimes I get so many though that I can't respond to every single person, but I do try my best. All right, dudes, have a wonderful night, and please stay safe out there.